This is Dr. Singh dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Ronald. Last name is Tate, T-A-T-E. Date of birth is 10-12-1943. Date of evaluation is 3-8-2022. HPI, strip page, psychiatric re-evaluation for management of ongoing depression. History of present illness. This is a 78 years old male who is well familiar to our service. I had last seen him on February 22nd, 2022, and had recommended increase in Cymbalta and Remeron to alleviate ongoing depression period. During my evaluation, patient continues to express feelings of hopelessness and thoughts of not wanting to live. He reports that he's sleeping poorly and eating poorly, and talked about past history of overdose on medications and psychiatric hospitalization in the 80s period. He was wondering if Clinton Valley Hospital is still open, and also inquired about Northville State Hospital. Period. Patient kept on stating, quote, "I'm not going to be able to make it," unquote. He stated that he wished he could go home, but recognized that his place was sold, period. During my evaluation, initially he did not express any intent to kill himself, but shortly after I left his room, nursing staff called me and told me that patient attempted to cut himself in the neck with a pair of scissors. Period. When I approached him again, he kept on stating that he wants to die and wants to take his life, and acknowledged that he does not feel safe. He was partially open to going to a hospital, and was wondering if they can give him a shot to make him quote sleep, unquote. I discussed with his condition with the administrator Ann at the facility, and talked to her about petitioning the patient for possible psychiatric hospitalization at McLaren Oakland Hospital. Period. I also talked to Dr. Sharon Jones at Seniors Wellness Group of Michigan, who recommended sending patient to McLaren Oakland Hospital in Pontiac. Period. Review of systems, no changes except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, current medication forward from last visit on February 22nd, 2022. Mental status examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, somewhat uncooperative, motor movements normal, gait lying in bed, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought processes, illogical, association normal, thought content, patient expressed a suicidal ideation and apparently made a suicide gesture by using scissors to cut his neck. No serious injuries except a mild abrasion, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, but conversation is illogical. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to time, place, person, memory, recent, intact, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, poor, assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent severe, without psychotic features, F33.2, plans, considering patient's ongoing depression and expressing suicidal ideation and recent suicide gesture. I would recommend petitioning the patient for possible psychiatric hospitalization. I completed the clinical certificate and staff will do petition disposition. Patient is in danger to self and exhibits poor judgment. He is unsafe to be kept in assisted living at this time period. Staff to send the patient to hospital for further evaluation and possible inpatient psychiatric hospitalization. Here will follow with you upon discharge back to this facility. Procedure code 99337. End of dictation.